A group of women who say they were sex trafficked by Jeffrey Epstein will be in Washington today to demand that the Justice Department release more information from the Epstein files. Yesterday, Republicans in the House Oversight Committee released thousands of pages of documents, but most of them had already been made public. Joining us live on our line to Washington, ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, good morning. So what is in those files that were released?
Well, as you note, nearly all of them have previously been made public. Most of them are court documents from Epstein's 2019 indictment, the Ghislaine Maxwell case, where she was found guilty of taking part in the sex trafficking. There continues to be a push on Capitol Hill to put a bill on the House floor that would require the full disclosure of all the documents without redaction. Speaker Mike Johnson pushes back against that, saying that the process that the House Oversight Committee is now undertaking is the proper one because the documents that are being posted online include redactions mainly meant to protect the privacy of victims. The victims, who are holding a news conference at 10:30 this morning on Capitol Hill, several Epstein victims who will speak publicly about the abuse they say they suffered. Mike Johnson met with them privately yesterday. He said there were a lot of tears shed in the room. ABC News has spoken with an Epstein accuser who says she was 14 years old when the abuse started. She says she was prepared to tell her story to a federal grand jury in 2008, but that process ended then when Epstein struck what became a very controversial non-prosecution agreement with the Justice Department, and this victim is now calling for the full release of the Justice Department's Epstein files.
Stephen, we heard from a federal appeals court on President Trump's use of the Alien Enemies Act to speed up deportations of alleged Venezuelan gang members. What did the court have to say, and what's the impact?
This is a surprising ruling, 2-1 by a 3-judge panel of the Fifth Circuit Appeals Court based in Louisiana, one of the most conservative appellate benches in the country. And the court rejected the Trump administration's argument that Tren de Aragua, the Venezuelan gang, essentially serves as a state actor conducting an invasion of the country. The judge who wrote the opinion said a country's encouraging its residents and citizens to enter this country illegally is not the modern-day equivalent of sending an armed, organized force to occupy, disrupt, or otherwise harm the United States. This idea pushes back against the president's argument that there has been an invasion, and therefore he can invoke the Alien Enemies Act. The appellate bench said yesterday he can't.
Stephen, thank you. That's ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy on our line to Washington.